Alexander Bay is located about 24 miles from Petersburg, and it's commonly called the pothole because of its popularity among crabbers. The Forest Service would like to use the site as a temporary storage and staging area for log rafts from the proposed Tonka timber sale project. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has tentatively agreed to waive a couple of habitat protections so that 9 acres of that bay's waters could be used for that purpose. Commercial fisherman Max Warhatch crabs in the pothole and was one of 4 people who testified at the DEC hearing in Petersburg, all of them against the waivers. Warhatch said he was a little disgusted with the process and that he felt like DEC wasn't giving fishermen's comments much weight.
The fact that they want to have waivers for the Timber Task Force guidelines is something that I have a hard time wrapping my head around. I also have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that I have to give up a viable part of my economy, and not just mine, but every crab fisherman in town. We have a lot of them here, to make a place for another economy that doesn't exist right now, or very little of it exists here. And while I'm not opposed to the timber industry in any way, I don't believe that I should have to give up anything to make way for somebody else, especially when they have other options.
Those alternatives include storing the logs at St. John's Bay across Sumner Strait or keeping them out of the water altogether and moving them by barge. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources designated the pothole as an area for crab habitat and harvest in a collaborative planning effort with local residents back in 2000. In its DEC application for the 5-year permit, the Forest Service emphasizes that the pothole was historically used for log storage between 1957 and 1997 and again in 2007 and 2008. The agency cites timber and towing company concerns from 2007 that barging would more than double their costs, and the agency raises safety and cost concerns about using St. John's Bay. The Forest Service and the DEC point to dive surveys that found log storage activity had not had an adverse effect on the marine life at the pothole. But crabber Dave Beebe testified that the recent surveys of relatively small amount of log storage were not representative of the 30 to 50 million board feet of timber that could be allowed through the pothole each year under the permit.
My concern here is that DEC is not managing the pothole for commercial crab harvests, but managing for industrial waste. This means impacts to commercial quantities of Dungeness crab can and likely will occur before necessarily having to declare the pothole as impaired. This is a real problem to some people in this room.
The draft DEC authorization is partly based on input from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. In a memo last July, Fish and Game's Habitat Division commented on behalf of the department, saying that, quote, the proposed activity represents a manageable risk and will not prevent continued protection of wildlife habitat and commercial fishing values, unquote. But there was disagreement within Fish and Game on that issue. In his testimony, Beebe quoted from comments the Regional Shellfish Section had earlier sent to the Habitat Division regarding a proposed permit from the Department of Natural Resources Division of Mining, Land, and Water.
Quote, R1 Shellfish Section believes that using Alexander Bay as a log storage area would have a negative impact on the commercial Dungeness crab fishery by degrading Dungeness habitat and, despite the proposed towing corridor, exclude commercial Dungeness permit holders from Alexander Bay and concentrate the fleet in other areas, and set a precedent for log storage in areas of Dungeness habitat elsewhere in southeast Alaska. Close quote.
DEC expects to make a decision on this permit in a month or so. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.